Chapter 27. From Nature Birth to Divine Birth. Every Gnostic Brotherhood has to watch carefully the time in which it is manifesting itself. It has to assume whatever task the time requires. The human consciousness has to be totally turned around, and that is possible when the divine aim can be seen clearly. The young Gnostic Brotherhood sees itself as placed before the execution of a very topical task at this juncture. This mission, this task, is at the same time totally classical. It is to do everything possible to release in human hearts the Christ radiation, and the whole magnetic potential of the universal seven spirit. It is to help true seekers on their path to the spirit soul liberating life, which can be accomplished only in the radiation power of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Every pupil who has been introduced into the teachings of the Golden Rosicross knows that this radiation power of Christ must awake in and rise up from the heart, because the root is situated in the heart. The enlightenment and the resurrection take place in the head sanctuary. Only after that, when the ruler of the outer form has given way, will the living soul human being stand refulgent in his appointed place, and so one of these three signatures etches its sign in the mirror of the forehead, the sign of the eye being, the sign of the soul which has received the promise of grace, or the sign of the Son of Man. The purification of the heart is a task consisting of seven stages. The process of change is also made up of seven activities. When this sevenfold process reaches its completion, the pupil ascends to his spirit-soul rebirth, which is the victorious Rosicross. The gate of eternity is opened wide. Hence, it is very important that the pupil make an example of him or herself. This is possible by serving the other one in you, and yet at the same time being of service in this world. Unity, responsibility, and having a pure aim are the signposts along this path. Love and truth must under all circumstances accompany the magnetic radiation field. We know that you too have as your single-minded aim the inner experience of the radiation of that great and pure Gnostic light power. That is obvious, for if all the working fields of the spiritual school manifested sevenfold behave according to the laws of the magnetic radiations that come to us from the Gnostic astral field, every pupil individually will be aware of being part of a power field in which work can be done under optimal conditions. The many years of labor in our working fields have released in every pupil the possibility of letting the stream of Gnostic fire do its work. We are very happy in the knowledge that the radiation field of Christ and the overarching radiation field of the young Gnostic Brotherhood are not separate units. Neither is there any separation between the working fields among themselves. All serious. Pupils can rest assured in the knowledge that they have been taken up into and are protected by the magnetic radiation field of the school that is accompanied by love and truth, whatever happens. If the words of the Brotherhood of the Rosicross have a pure resonance in you, we know that by your right reaction, you are surrounded by the firmament of a new covenant. You give evidence of that by the openness of the soul that has awakened in you. The soul experiences the call as power. If your personality wants to be led by the new soul power in you and wants to cooperate with it wholeheartedly and with your entire head sanctuary, then that is the basis on which you will be able to serve the mighty work. If you can learn to distinguish whether it is really the soul that has taken the reins in your life, you will subsequently learn to understand its voice inwardly and to obey it. You will then begin to get conscious of the existence of a divine astral field, the respiration field of the original source, in which all the atoms are filled with divine force. These atoms form the seed of the divine serenity in which your spirit-soul principle can breathe, and by which your being will one day be attuned to the rhythmically pulsating radiation field of the Brotherhood of Life, the universal Brotherhood of Christ. The bond with the living body of Christ will then have been made. Because of this bond, the inflowing source of spiritual light will be reflected in you and from you, and so in this way you will assist in developing the associated processes on the physical plane. The electric fire ether will become active in you. The reflection of the invisible one, the divine idea, commences its activity in the awakened soul human being. The new day has begun. Be assured that the love fire of the cosmic Christ pours out its rays over all who dedicate their whole state of being to the building of a new Christ cosmos, and who thus devote themselves to this new day of the Lord. This is how the work is being done for the world and humanity since the dawn of the Adamitic fall, in order to take away the consequences of sin completely and to restore the ravaged paradise to its glory of yore. Lift yourself up, therefore, in the one great love that seeks to meet us and embrace us in the sons of God. It is certain that, when the Gnosis succeeds in saving your soul and in confirming you in the power of the eternal choice, your entire prison and all your chains, no matter how heavy, will be destroyed by the tremendous power of the sons of God, by the one key that opens all prisons. The Gnostic spiritual school does not bring initiation for the human being, but the total liberation, the transfiguration of his whole being. Everyone who wants to go the soul-liberating path and learn to react to the extremely refined vibrations of the higher fields of life can be lifted up out of this dialectical nature. To be more specific about all this, we would like to put it like this. The power, the might, and the idea of God work in the high, serene fields of life. He, the Lord of all life, reveals his idea for the world and humanity in a part of the astral root substance. In the planetary astral space, the Spirit of God impels what is solely good to a certain manifestation. As the Spirit of God in the earthly planetary field is aimed at the nature-born human being and his task in the planetary manifestation, and as that Spirit of God is the mightiest power in every possible state of existence, it is obvious that in comparison to the innumerable difficulties of life, we can very easily establish a link and a relationship with that great power of God. The only thing that is needed is the inner fulfillment of the divine law of the Spirit, the law governing our mode and fulfillment of life. You may rest assured that the result of this fulfillment of the law will prove itself in everyone's life, directly and absolutely. However, love will also bring very painful experiences, for isn't there a great deal in you that has to be burned away? Hence the pupil must be prepared to be attacked and purified by the fiery blaze of divine love. Behold how the Creator makes things and how these things develop. In heaven, God sows immortality, on earth, changeability, and in all of creation, life and movement. Try to understand this, for the whole Gnosis is revealed in this. With respect to the holy earth, the divine order of things is that there are two aspects, birth and immortality. The pure birth, in which the soul has to be the center, is subject to continuous change. The purpose of this change is to progress from birth through growth from strength to strength and from glory to glory in one continuous immortality. However, this birth is opposed and obstructed in natural birth by passion and its consequences. This is why sickness and death continually accompany natural birth, which is the death of breaking up and destruction. And so this is the lesson which each and every pupil has to learn and carry out, switching over from natural birth to divine birth by self-surrender. Let us conclude with the words of the classical Rosicross, being born from God, that is, awaking to direct, new life, dying in Jesus, nullifying the whole nature-born life, and entering the path in new birth, in order to be reborn by the Holy Spirit in absolute immortality.